how did Luther respond to the Turks and what was happening in Rome during his era?
That's such a good question. Like, you really, like, we just got to tell Luther that he needed to spend more time preaching law and gospel, because he just, he was such a terrible pastor. All he did was, like, write these letters to, and treatises that were involved in politics, like, mm-hmm. way too much. And he seemed to think theology and politics, like, went together. Crazy man.
It's a really good question. I haven't read all of his sermons, but I know that
the Pope's in like almost every one. Like, he just pauses in every text to attack the Pope for a while. It's not quite right, but actually it's very close. And he hardly holds back, and he has no problem calling out the princes, the magistrates, and other, let alone the Germans. We crazy Germans. He's very much. This is where,
speaking to what's happening in his time.
Reading Luther's sermons, if you are a Lutheran pastor and have not read Luther's sermons, then you probably are still preaching the way they taught you at the seminary. And if you will spend some time reading Lutheran sermons and asking how come they didn't teach us to do this, it could really open some doors for you. And then this goes also for anybody who wants to say law, gospel, shut up, this, only law, gospel. You need to read some of Luther. Because, again, this is the guy on whom, in theory, you're basing all of your claims about what you're supposed to do with the Bible. But he isn't doing what you're saying to do. He's teaching what the Bible says and then applying it to what he sees and trusting God to kind of handle that. This is, again, where most of what we talk about with law gospel isn't actually the formula of Concord. And it would that it were only just Walther. It's not even really Walther. It's a wax nose clown version of Walther's Law and Gospel, which is a text that was written to help students get back into the confessions and read the scriptures. It wasn't meant to be its own dogmatics, but it's become that. If you were to apply the Law Gospel theses as they exist to Luther's preaching, at least the way we apply those theses now, you would have to condemn Luther's preaching, mm-hmm. basically. Because it's not that I don't disagree with Walther, but Walther has to very much be understood within the context of what he's talking about, and that none of those theses are meant to be universal statements of everlasting truth. They're meant to be a whole package that has a tension that helps you learn to be a discerning reader of the Bible and therefore a discerning preacher, especially so that when you're dealing with individuals, not just sermons, that's group, but when dealing with individuals, you will recognize how much the conscience comes into play. And so if I'm talking to somebody who is indeed crushed and I give them more law, yeah, that's not going to help that person, right? But that's not about the wide shot, blunderbuss shotgun pulpit approach, right? That's about pastoral care. Mm-hmm. So I think your point's incredibly valid. On many levels, Luther could not serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, no question. And I would say neither could Jesus or most of the apostles. And I know liberals used to say that in the 60s and 70s, and they were probably right, even though they were wrong about a lot of liberal things. The Sermon on the Mount, I mean, if you want to try to do this law gospel kind of squish thing, I mean, Sermon on the Mount, it's the first, it's the greatest, it's the biggest, and it doesn't fit the model that you're trying to make, or the philosophy that you're trying to make all knowledge of God fit into. He starts with gospel and he ends with truth. I mean, it's just there, right? Build on the rock, not on the sand. Like, it's not gospel unless you know you're on the rock, because it's Jesus, and then it is, but that's the problem. It's not that easy. You can't just underline the red and the green and then have it all work out. Well, let's do some purple third use. Like, it doesn't work that way. That's not what the confessions say, and that's not how the apostles or Christ preached either.